With one more to go, Superintendent Thomas has attended 13 graduation ceremonies for the Escambia County Class of 2017, including those held at the Pensacola Bay Center for the district's seven traditional high schools. At each commencement, Thomas touted the accomplishments of that school's graduating class. Here's what he said to the graduates of Pensacola High School.
When we calculate the percent of students that are going to graduate with a GPA, a cumulative grade point average, greater than 4.0, would you believe me if I told you it was 28% of you are graduating with that kind of a GPA?
That 28% is not surprising for PHS, which is home to the International Baccalaureate or IB program, and this year produced 12 national merit finalists for the first time and four valedictorians with GPAs of 5.45. At PHS and throughout the district, Superintendent Thomas says there's a lot to be proud of.
We had several schools that were over 50% of the class graduating with a cumulative grade point average that's above a 3.0.
The best result in that category was at West Florida High School, where 64% or nearly two-thirds of graduates had GPAs of greater than 3.0. It takes a 2.0 to graduate.
Many schools where you could have better than a straight A average and not be in the top 10% of the class. And so that, again, talks about the rigor and the expectations that's occurring.
Thomas credits increased enrollment opportunities in advanced placement courses, honors courses, and dual enrollment. And district-wide, students have earned more than $35 million in scholarships. But on the downside, there were three schools where only about a third of the graduating class had a 3.0 or better GPA. When it comes to the graduation rate for this year, the data won't be available until November. In the meantime, the district is still working with the graduation rate for 2016, which was at 76%. That figure is still below the state rate of nearly 81%, and it trails Santa Rosa's rate of almost 86% and Okaloosa's 84%. Thomas says that number also represents a steady incline since he took over as superintendent 9 years ago.
In 2008, we were at 55% of our students were graduating on time. You see, when we talk about graduation rate, that's really what we're talking about. Not the number who graduate, but the percent who graduate in exactly 4 years. So, you know, we've moved from a little over half to over three quarters now of our students are graduating on time, and we're very proud of that work.
Most of Escambia County's traditional schools already have graduation rates of over 80%. When the data is compiled later this year, Thomas hopes to finally break that 80% threshold overall, and in doing so, break the state average. Their efforts include closing the graduation gap among the district's African-American students.
8 or 9 years ago, that number was in the 40s. And in the last year we have the data, the 2016 graduation, they're up to 64%. Now, that still means we have work to do. But when you think that we were less than half, and now we're over two-thirds of those African-American students graduating on time, that's significant progress.
For those students struggling to meet the threshold for graduation, the district has adopted a number of new policies, one of which removes the age restriction and now allows all students to make up courses at night.
If you fail a course first semester, second semester, you can go to night school and take the course again. If you take the course again, you can remove the F and replace it with the new grade that you've earned. That's fair for the student, gives them a chance to have a do-over. And if they keep up with that, then you can keep a grade point up and you can move yourself on track to on-time graduation.
Additionally, the district is now offering two summer school sessions, one in June and one in July, and there will be a graduation ceremony for those students on July 20th. Also, the district is now hiring graduation coaches.
Graduation coaches identify students in the ninth grade that are at risk. These are students that are falling behind on their grade point average, can't pass the state test, falling behind on their core academic courses, and they sit with the student and the families, and we make a plan to get the student on track.
Looking ahead, preparation for the 2018 school year, beginning August 10th, is already underway, and their efforts include combing over recently released state assessment test scores. Representative of the district's progress and continued need for improvement, the results were a mixed bag. For example, Escambia students improved 10 percentage points in Algebra 1 for grades 4 through 12, with 51% scoring at level 3 or above. However, for 8th grade math, only 25% scored at that level. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.